AP News, I'm Haya Pujwani. The U.S. economy grew at a surprisingly strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter. That's the most rapid expansion in 2 years, as government and consumer spending, as well as exports, all increased. AP's Karen Shamas reports on an ex-aide of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who claims he tried to evade responsibility for the October 2023 security breach.
A former close aide to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the Israeli leader tasked him with making a plan to evade responsibility for the October 7th attack. In an extensive interview, Eli Feldstein told an Israeli news channel that he was ordered to figure out how the premier could evade responsibility for the security breach. Netanyahu has long been accused of avoiding taking the blame for the October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel. Little is known about Netanyahu's behavior in the days immediately following the attack, while the premier has consistently resisted an independent state inquiry. I'm Karen Shamas.
A report shows Medicaid made millions of dollars in payments for dead people.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to healthcare providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services. But the department's Office of Inspector General said it expects a new provision in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill requiring states to audit their Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's Death Master File may help reduce these improper payments in the future. The watchdog report was released Tuesday. The office recommends the federal government share more information with state governments to recover the incorrect payments. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on a death in the music world.
That's Chris Rea. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. His family says the singer-songwriter has died after a short illness. His albums The Road to Hell and Auberge both reached number one. The song Road to Hell, quite literally about the frustrations of driving on England's motorways during rush hour. In 2011, he told the AP,
I see myself as a musician that's looking for images for people to watch while they're listening to my music. So consequently, the music is always finished. And then it's what do you do with the music? I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah.
Well, I'm moving down that line. Chris Rea was 74. And it's been so long. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Pujwani, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.